Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Blues in the Night, and that was Dorothy Moore with our theme song. Tonight we're doing a special on Chicago blues, some of the legends of Chicago blues, and I want to bring you back to one of the great parties at President Obama's White House when B.B. King and some of the other blues people had him singing what they called the Chicago Anthem, and that Chicago Anthem is our first song tonight. We have Magic Sam, and this is a Sweet Home Chicago.
Thank you.
That was Magic Sam with his very distinctive guitar style, and unfortunately Magic Sam died when he was 32 years old, so we don't really have a couple albums of his they were all published on Delmark Records, which is one of the really great Chicago blues album records label, and it's still in existence, along with Alligator Records. They're probably the two best Chicago blues labels since Chess back in the day, and speaking of Chess, we now want to look at some of the legends of blues. Probably the greatest of the old bluesmen in Chicago was Howling Wolf, and this is from his album, The Real Folk Blues. Came out in 1967, probably his most well-known song. This is Killing Floor.
Thank you. all fooling with you, baby. I'll let you put me on the killing floor. But no, I should have been gone. But no, I should have been gone. And I wouldn't have been here down on the killing floor.
That's Howling Wolf, and over here there's no imitation allowed. These are the real bluesmen. These are the real legends. These are the people that you emulate when you listen to blues. And when it comes to blues harmonica, playing harp, probably the greatest of the Chicago bluesmen was Lil Walter, and this is his tune, Mean Old World. Walter Jacobs from his greatest hits album on Chess. And when you look back at these Howling Wolf and Lil Walter songs that were done on Chess, it's sort of amazing how good the sound is, because they were done in the 60s. So I want to go back to the Howling Wolf album. Howling Wolf deserves a second song. This is Tell Me What I've Done, and this is also one of the great tunes of Chicago blues.
She won't tell me what I've done. That I hurt your feet, but she won't tell me what I've done. And if I don't hurt your feelings some kind of way, God knows that it'd be no harm. if I could get you, baby. Just to lay back up in my arms. If I could get you, baby. Just to lay back up in my arms. Baby, God knows I would do you no harm. Well, all
Okay, that was Howlin' Wolf again. These were the older generation people, Howlin' Wolf, Lil Walter. We want to move up a little bit to somebody just a little bit younger. And I remember when I first started listening to the blues, my favorite, and I think he's probably still my favorite, was Junior Wells, who died in the 90s. I think I saw Junior Wells probably three times, a couple of times in Chicago, once in Montreal, and he was with Buddy Guy each of the time, so I found a very good song of his done at the Montreal Jazz Festival in 1974. Buddy Guy and Junior Wells doing Messing with the Kid.
Look out! One, two, you know what to do. Hey.
Yeah, a great buddy guy on guitar. That was from a Muddy Waters DVD called Messing with the Blues. And we haven't had any ladies, so I think it's time to put a female singer on. I'm going to do a song. I'm going to play a song from a singer who isn't quite as well known. This is Sylvia Embry, who started off with her husband, John, and then had a solo career. And what's unusual about Sylvia was she was actually a bass player. She unfortunately also died at a fairly reasonably young age. She was only 50 when she passed. This is a song that she did with the great Jimmy Dawkins on guitar, and this is called I'm Hurtin'. Yeah, that was Sylvia Embry, what I'm hurting. We want to go into, after that guitar playing in that particular song, we want to go into a little bit of slide guitar stuff, and there's probably no song that will get you out of your chair quicker than this. This is Hound Dog Taylor with Give Me Back My Wig.
Thank you.
with you. I'm with you, baby.
All right, that was Hound Dog Taylor. Would give me back my wig. The story about Hound Dog Taylor is that if we go back to our discussion of record labels, that we still have the two big labels in terms of blues production, Delmark and Alligator out there. And Delmark was property of Bob Kester, his name is. And both of these record labels have been around since maybe the 70s, certainly Delmark before Alligator. And what happened was that Bruce Iglauer, who worked for Bob Kester, wanted to have Bob Kester take Hound Dog Taylor and put out a couple discs for him. And Bob Chester thought that Hound Dog Taylor wasn't good enough. So what happened was that Bruce Iglauer started his own record label, which was Alligator. And he recorded Hound Dog Taylor, and that record label still exists. And apparently, according to their website, is still profitable. So I guess he made some good choices. When you go back to Delmark, one of Delmark's great slide players was J.B. Huddle. And this is J.B. Huddle. So that was J.B. Huddle and the Hawks off of an album called Hawk Squat that was done on Delmark back in the day. And Bob Chester, who ran Delmark Records, was also the proprietor of a record store, and I used to frequent that record store. And I would definitely have some stories about Bob Chester and his clientele. It was a sort of interesting place to go. Now, I want to play another J.B. Huddle that's a little bit later in his career, just before he died. This is the longest song. This is called Lone Wolf.
Hiding wolf girl, oh, just hiding around your door.
But if you give me what I want, oh, you won't never get me high no more. Sometime I howl in the morning, in the evening, girl, as the sun go down. Sometime I howl in the morning, in the evening, as the sun go down. And the people call me a Pink Panther. But my baby knows the way I sound. Happening.
Yeah, that was J.B. Huddle again, and I want to remind you that you can always join us in the chat room. We go down to the bottom of the page and log in and join the gracious Barbara and myself in the chat room here and Gabe Bocelli. I'd still like to continue, as you can tell. I'm very, very, very oriented toward this type of guitar blues, and one of the other great Chicago-style blues guitarists, especially what people call the West Side style, was Otis Rush, and this is As the Years Go By.
Thank you. so long, so long goodbye. I'm gonna leave it up to you. So long, so long goodbye.
Yeah, so this Russian, as the years go passing by. Well, we've done a lot of guitar-dominated blues here. We're going to take a break from that, try to look at something a little bit different. Normally, I don't really like very many of the white blues bands out there, and there's always a question of whether any of them can kind of perform in the same kind of way that we would like to see them do. But one of the great white blues bands was the Paul Butterfield Blues Band out of Chicago back in the 60s and 70s, and Paul Butterfield was a native Chicagoan. He assimilated the music pretty well, and I want to play one of his songs. This is a very long song. It's not particularly guitar-driven. It's very horn-driven. This is called Driftin' and Driftin'.
Yeah!
Yeah, Paul Butterfield, he made three really good albums, and the first two were very guitar-driven. This was the one that he added horns to, and he changed guitar players. And after that, his production didn't seem to be quite the same. Now, I usually don't like to do a lot of talking. The music here kind of speaks for itself, but I do have to say that one of my faithful listeners and friends, Carolyn Pendleton Gardner, CPG, asked me for a B.B. King song, and I can justify playing that in Chicago because I remember seeing those posters for B.B. King live at the Regal, and this is To Know You Is to Love You for Carolyn Pendleton Gardner.
And
out of great B.B. King, and he's still going strong. That's "To Know You Is to Love You," and that was for my friend CPG. If anybody else has any requests for the future, please let me know, and I'll try to incorporate your favorite song on my playlist. We want to go now to another great guitarist from Chicago, Lonnie Brooks. So Lonnie's two sons, Wayne Baker Brooks and Ronnie Baker Brooks, are still out there. They're doing following in the footsteps of their father, and we'll probably at some point play some of their stuff in a future show. But this is Lonnie himself from an album that was done, I believe, on Alligator Records. And this is Cold Lonely Nights. Ah, yes, that's Lonnie Brooks live from an album that goes way back to 1987. We haven't had a lot of female vocals here, so we have to get in the great Coco Taylor. This is from one of her Alligator albums. Came out in 1975, called I Got What It Takes, and the song is That's Why I'm Crying.
I walked the streets at night with you on my mind. All I do is run around crying. And oh, baby, what is wrong? Someone told me you ought to get your baby back home. Stop crying. Yeah, yeah. Stop crying. You have someone new, but I'm still in love with you. That's why I'm crying. Went to some of the places where we used to go. Your friends all told me you don't come around no more. I looked over yonder, and guess who I see? I saw that same woman.
That was the great Coco Taylor and one of her really, really super songs called That's Why I'm Crying. We're almost at the end of our time here. First thing I'd like to do before we leave is to make sure that I thank my friend Lennis for inviting me to do this show. I'm really happy to be here, and I hope that we'll be doing quite a few more in the future, you know, every Monday night, same time, same place. We've done some special shows. We did a special on Maceo Parker, a tribute to Maceo Parker, a couple weeks ago. And last week we did our sort of gospel light show about the past elections in the U.S. And tonight with the Chicago show, that makes three special shows. We will definitely do another Chicago show in the future because there's so much good blues that came out of Chicago. And next week we'll be back to ordinary, no particular theme. So I hope you'll join me again. And thank you and have a good week. This we will close with Otis Rush and So Many Roads.
Thank you.
Once again, everybody, thank you for listening and have a good weekend. We hope to see you next week, same place.